Want to introduce? Have any other announcements?
Welcome, Dr. Siddiqui. You can. We are ready to start. You may get started. Sorry, let me fix that. I know you're having trouble sharing. One second, let me fix that. Okay.
You have it? You have the
Yeah,
screen?
now you should be able to. Do you see the button now?
Okay. You see me?
We see your video just fine. Do you see the share screen button at the bottom?
All right, so we are. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. Inshallah, we'll be studying some ayat from the section number 20. And starting ayah number 164 of Surah Al-Baqarah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal-ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wal-nahari wal-fulki allati tajri fi al-bahri bima yanfa'u an-nas. والفلك التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس وما أنزل الله من السماء من ماء فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها وبث فيها من كل دابة وتصريف الرياح والسحاب المسخر بين السماء والأرض والسحاب المسخر بين السماء والأرض لآيات لقوم يعقلون In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. Behold, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the variations of the night and the day, in the ships sailing through the ocean, with what benefits mankind, in that which sent down, which Allah sent down from the skies, and he revives by it the earth after its death, in the moving creatures of all kinds that he creates, that he scattered through it, in the movement of the winds and the clouds subdued between the sky and the earth, are surely signs for the people who understand. The previous ayah, the ayah number 163, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid, la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And your God is one God, there is no God but He, most gracious, most merciful. So this emphasizes Tawheed, the basis of faith, and the teachings of all the prophets of Allah, that there is only one God. Ilahukum ilahu wahid. Your God is one God. That means all humanity, all people, your God is one God. Ilahun wahid. One in his being, and one in his person, one in his unique in his attributes. There is no God except he. So only God, Allah is the God. And there is no other God except Allah. Allah is unique, Allah is transcendent. But sometimes people, when they believe in the transcendence of God, that God is unique and God is alone, they may think that God is far away and he has no connection with the creation. Islam says that no, God is one God, there is no God except Allah, but at the same time he is Rahman and Rahim, he is compassionate and kind, he cares for his creation and he is involved in the affairs of his creation. So he is most merciful and most compassionate. So to believe that there is transcendent God, God is beyond the creation, does not mean that God is at a distance from the creation, or God doesn't care for his creation. Some people used to believe, there were some mushrikeen, they used to believe that there is only one God, but he created the world and then after that he went away. So that's not the concept in Islam. God is one, unique one, transcendent one, but at the same time he is kind, caring, compassionate, and he cares for his creation. When the Prophet, peace be upon him, presented this message to the Arabs of the time in Mecca and in Medina, they said, how do we know that? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this following ayah, the many things that they knew that created by God. Actually, Arabs used to believe that it is the heaven and earth are created by Allah. And many things in the universe are created by Allah. The Quran has mentioned in 7 different places that if you ask them, وَلَا إِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. If you ask them who created the heaven and the earth, they will say Allah. If you ask them who created the sun and the moon, they will say Allah. If you ask them who created you, they will say Allah. So that means they recognize that there is one creator who created everything. But at the same time, they used to do shirk. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing that look at the phenomena of the universe. Look at the thing that God has created. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. The creations of the heavens and the earth, the variation, the alternation of the night and the day, the ship that move in the oceans, by which that brings benefit to the human being, the rain that comes down from above, and by which the earth is revived, and all kind of creatures scattered in the land. The movement of the winds and the cloud, all of these things are signs of, and these signs are pointing that there is only one creator and there is only one God. And this creation is beautiful. This creation is beneficial. And this creation is interconnected. So everything is connected with the other. And there is one who has control over everything. And this requires using your aql, your mind, your reason. So those who understand, those who use their mind, their reason, they can recognize that. So if you pay attention to all these phenomena, you will come to the conclusion that there must be one God who has created all of that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned here 8 things. And this is not the first time. The Quran has a number of times has pointed out to these things. Creation of the heaven and earth, variation of the night and day, ships sailing in the ocean for the benefit of mankind, rain coming down from the sky, reviving the earth after its death, all kinds of creatures scattered through the earth, movement of the wind, clouds between the sky and earth. These are the eight things that are mentioned here. The Quran emphasizes about the heaven and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He created the seven heavens and the earth. خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. So He created the seven heavens above you, one over the other, layer after layer. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحٍ. And the lowest heaven has beautiful lamps, stars, sun and moon. All of these things are part of the heaven that Allah created. Allah has beautified that. And this heaven that you see, بِغَرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا, you do not see any pillars that are holding it. So this canopy that is above you, this canopy has no pillars, nothing that is holding it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who made that. So the Quran talks about a lot about the heavens, the creation of the heaven. Think about that. This vast heaven. Who created all that? And then the Quran mentions about the earth. وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدْنَاهَا وَالْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَا. And we have stretched out the earth. And then there are mountains that are holding the earth. And tamida bikum, so that it not shake you up. So there are mountains that are making, stabilizing the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ja'ala fiha rawasiya wa anhara wa subula. Allah put mountains, Allah put rivers throughout the earth. And ways by which you can walk and move and travel from one place to another. وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ. And this earth is stretched out, spread out like a carpet. And so you can rest there on this earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing to the vastness of the earth, to the comfort that Allah has given to the people on this earth, so that people can travel, people can move, people can take rest, and also provision that comes out from the earth. All of these are signs of Allah. Quran is bringing out all of this point about the heaven and the earth. And then Quran mentions about the variation of the night and day. And this is ikhtilaful layl wa nahar. And also it is mentioned, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا سِرَاجًا وَقَمَرًا مُنِيرًا وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفًا. So there is اختلاف and there is خلفة. اختلاف means variation, alternation. And خلفة is succession, that one come after another. So yes, the nights sometimes are long and sometimes days are long. So they are winter nights and they are summer nights. And there is variation in the length and of the nights and the day. But it is not haphazard. It has a plan, it has a program. And by which you can count the days, by which you can calculate your time. But at the same time, they are coming khilfa, succession. One after another. لَشَمْسَ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرَ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. The sun cannot take over the moon, and the moon cannot take over the sun. The night cannot come before, can overtake the day. It does not happen that you get up in the morning expecting it's going to be day, but it's a night. Another day, another night. No, night goes, the day comes. The day goes, the night comes. يُكَوَّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ وَيُكَوَّرُ النَّهَارَ عَلَى اللَّيْلِ. He covers the night by the day and they cover the day by the night. And why this night? يَعْلَى اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلَ النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. He made the night for you to take rest, to cover your view. So the darkness of the night, so that everybody can take rest, it becomes calm and quiet. And the day comes and you can see the liveliness. The birds start singing and flying and people are moving and getting up. And so the day becomes the day of business, the day of the day for work. So all of this is coming in a succession, one after another. Who is doing all that? How it is happening? Is it happening by itself? Or there is someone behind that who has made all of that? Akhtilafu al-layli wal-nahar. So, inna fi khalq as-samawati wal-ardi wa akhtilafu al-layli wal-nahar. The variation of the night and the day. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal-fulk allati tajri fi al-bahr bima yanfa'u an-nas. And the ship sailing in the ocean. And the Quran has mentioned about the ships also many times. Alam tara anna al-fulka tajri fi al-bahr bi ni'mati Allah liyuriyakum min ayati. Of course, fulks, the ships are made by human being, but the ships move in the ocean. It's the blessing of Allah. How it can happen that these heavy ships, the weight is tons and tons, a pound and kilo, whatever, of these ships, and then you have, they are moving on the water. And water is very light, but the water can hold them and they can travel on the water. The ships are moving on the ocean by the blessings of Allah. Allah has made them that such way. Allah has made the water in such a way that it can hold the ships and ships won't sink, generally speaking. So that is a ni'mah, that is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal fulk tajri. So you see the fulk, you see the ships are sailing through the oceans. Bima yanfa'u an-nas, and people travel. And they bring their goods from other side, from other places. So long journey they do that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعْلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْفُلْكِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مَا تَرْكَبُونَ. And it is a sign for them that he has made ships for them and also animals for them on which they ride. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that he will create more things on which they will ride. At the time of the revelation of the Quran, there were ships and there were animals or people would walk. But now we have many more means of travel. So that's why the Quran says, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And he is going to give you many other things that you do not know yet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآيَةُ اللَّهُمْ أَنَّ حَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ. And a sign for them that we created their progeny and we carried them in a loaded ship. And that is the reference to Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam, humanity rebelled against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so the flood came, but there was a remnant. There were people who were saved from that flood, and they were in a loaded ship. حَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who made this. That is, the ships can take goods as well as human beings, and they can travel from place to place and benefit of humankind. This ships moving in the ocean, what with that which will benefit humankind. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions rain. وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ مَاءٍ. And what Allah has sent down from above, from the sky, the water. And this is also a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's a blessing that the water comes from above, pure, clean water, and that revives the earth. The earth is dead. If there is no water, it becomes, doubt comes. and no vegetable grow. So Allah sent down this, the rain from the sky. And rain itself is a sign of Allah. It's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This water comes from above and it comes in small drops. If the whole flood water come all at the same time, people will die. It will overwhelm them. So small drops come down. And this is beautiful. And this water stays in the on the earth, and that people can drink from that. So أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْهُ شَرَابٌ وَمِنْهُ شَجَرٌ فِيهِ تُسِيمُونَ. And we send down water from above that you drink, and the trees grow, the vegetables grow, which you benefit from and your animals benefit from. So it is again a wonderful sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you think about it, look at it, this phenomenon of rain. What a beautiful thing that the rain comes down from the sky and benefit the people and revive the earth after its death. So look at the earth, it looks like dead. Yeah? And you see the earth is all there, dry, nothing. وَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ وَأَنبَتَتْ مِن كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ. And when the rain comes, after that you see the whole earth is shaken up and it started growing, vegetables come out from there. And beautiful plants come out and the flowers come out, all of this thing. So dead earth becomes alive. Dead earth means dry earth, it becomes alive. The life comes into the earth and it becomes, it gives great things. And then وَبَسَّ فِيهَا مِن كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ. And Allah created all kind of creatures. Dabba is used in the Quran, sometimes for beasts. So sometimes it's used dabba and tayr. Now midabba and wala tayr. So the beasts, those that walk, crawl on the earth, and those who fly in the sky. But sometimes the word dabba is used for anything, all the creatures that move. There is no that being that moves on this earth except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for her, for that, provides risk, food, sustenance for everything. So all kind of creatures are scattered through the earth. And all kind of creatures are scattered all over. And then tasriful riyah. And you see the movement of the winds. وَأَرْسَلْنَا الرِّيَاحَ لَوَاقِحَ. What benefits are there in the winds? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the winds fertilize the plants, fertilize the trees, fruits come out by that. So these winds pollinate, take some pollination from one tree to another tree. And وَأَرْسَلْنَا الرِّيَاحَ لَوَاقِحَ. And we sent the winds so that by which the fruits come out. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اللَّهُ الَّذِي يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ فَتُصِيرُ صَحَابًا. Allah is the one who sends the winds, and the winds move the clouds and bring the clouds together, and then they compile on each other. And then after that, you see the rain come down. You see the rain is coming down from those clouds. The winds is the benefit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is something, nobody can move the winds. Is there any power that can move the wind other than Allah? And these winds bring the clouds from different places. And wherever Allah wants, these clouds bring the rain. Some areas still remain dry. The clouds move from one place to another. So all kind of creatures and the winds, clouds between the sky and the earth, the clouds, these beautiful clouds, they're also a sign of Allah. So Allah says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لِآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ. In this, there are signs, ayat are in the Quran that Allah revealed for the guidance of humanity, and ayat are in the universe. Ayat fil kaun, ayat fil kitab, ayat fil anfus. Signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book, in his message that he sent through his prophets, and especially the last prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wa sallam alayhi. Every verse of the Quran is called ayah. An ayat in the universe. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ. Everything is an ayah. And these ayat are all over. In Surah Al-Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. All kind of ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, all of these ayat are pointing towards what? That there is a creator. There is a master creator. There is a wise creator. And he created this universe beautiful. Everything that he created is beautiful. And then also beneficial. Everything brings benefit. Sometimes we may not realize it, but everything has a benefit. Even the thing that we may feel that they are harmful, but they may have benefit. Only Allah knows. Sometimes we discover, sometimes we don't. But there is hikmah, there is wisdom in the creation of everything. And all of these things are, the whole creation is interconnected. It is not that one God is creating another thing, another God is creating another thing, another God. Just like the mushrikeen used to believe that. They used to think that there is a God for rain, there is a God for sunshine, there is a God for earth, there is a God for heaven, there is a God for mountains, there is a God for this. So they have all kind of divided up this phenomena, this creation. But Islam says, no, there is only one God who has created everything. And this is because the creation is interconnected. It's consistent. It is not that there is something happening in there and the other one doesn't know. So, لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا أَلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَا. If there are more than one God in this universe, there have been chaos. There have been corruption in the land. So this ayah is a beautiful ayah that emphasizes the variety of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this creation is pointing to the Creator. In Surah Al-Imran, you also have that. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْآيَاتِ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Here it is mentioned لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ, but there it is mentioned in the next surah that for people of who use their minds, and they are the one who remember Allah. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Lord, you have not created all of these things for nothing, useless. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. So save us from the hellfire. That do not make us among those who see all these things, benefit from all these things, but don't be thankful, don't believe in you. So that is the reminder. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, people who see all these things and they know, just like the Arabs used to know, they know that there is a creator. And these things have not come out by themselves, but they have come out because of there is a plan. There is a creator, the wise creator, and somebody is behind this phenomena. So, but still, Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخُذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَشَدُّوا حُبًّا لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِذْ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابَ أَنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعَذَابِ إِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ اتُّبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا وَرَأَوُا الْعَذَابَ وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابُ وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ كَمَا تَبَرَّأُوا مِنَّا كَذَلِكَ يُرِيهِمُ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ حَسَرَاتٍ عَلَيْهِمْ وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ. Among mankind there are some who take equals apart from Allah, loving them like loving Allah. But those who believe that among mankind, there are some who take equals apart from Allah, loving them like loving Allah. But those who believe are stronger in their love for Allah. If those who do wrong could only see, when they see the punishment, that the power totally belongs to Allah, and that Allah is severe in punishment. When those who were followed disavow those who followed them, and they will see the punishment, and all ties will be cut off from them. And those who followed will say, if we had another chance, we would disavow them as they have disavowed us. Thus shall Allah show them their deeds as a source of regret for them, and they shall not be getting out of the fire. So that is, Allah is the one who created everything, but there are some who go to others and they think that they are others beside Allah as gods. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. Among the people, there are those who make equals for Allah, or apart from Allah. Andad are equals, andad are rivals. Andad are those who are beings other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nid is the singular and andad is the plural. Allah has no nid. Allah has no equal. There is no co-equal to Allah. There is no one who is God beside God. And there were people who were not atheists, but they were polytheists. And they believed that there are gods beside God. So they say, yeah, there is Allah, but then they also believed in other gods. Some of them, they would say, they are minor gods. He's supreme God, but they are minor gods. So Allah says, there are some who make equal to Allah, or partners to Allah, or some who share the divinity with Allah. There are some who do that. And yuhibbunahum kuhubbillah, they love them just like people love Allah. They love them like loving Allah. I mean, they are supposed to love Allah. But instead of loving Allah, they love those partners. And they claim that they were partners of Allah. But they are no partners to Allah. There is only one God. So the believers, they love Allah. And they do not associate anyone with Allah in their love as well as in their faith. So yuhibbunahum kuhubbillah is that love them like the love of Allah, or believe in them, or worship them. Worship is also love. So faith is not just belief, faith is love. Faith is devotion. Faith is a close relationship between the human and the divine. And they are misdirecting their devotion to other beings. Instead of loving Allah, they love others. Or they love beside Allah others. So yuhibbunahum kuhubbillah. So hub, in terms of faith, in terms of obedience, that is exclusively for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yuhibbunahum kuhubbillah. And iman is a love. And alladhina amanu wa shaddu hubban lillah. Those who believe, they are very strong in their love for Allah. They are ardent in their love for Allah. And they love Allah more than anyone else. More than anything, more than anyone, even more than their own self. That is the sign of iman. أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. As the Prophet ﷺ said, iman is this, ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ. The person has a taste of faith. he knows what is faith, what is faith. The one who loves Allah and his messenger more than anybody else. Allah is because Allah is the creator, Allah is the master, Allah is the Lord. And messenger because the messenger speaks on behalf of Allah. So they don't worship the messenger, but they love the messenger and they obey the messenger and they follow the messenger. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ Those who believe, they are very strong in their love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this love is the sign of Iman. And the more love you love, you have the love of Allah, the more you realize the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you realize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and your relation become better and better. And this love increases by devotion, by worship. This love increases by zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who do the zikr of Allah, Allah comes closer to them. And they come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا شَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ The believers are very strong in their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They devote themselves to Allah. And this love is beyond any other love. The Quran has mentioned that Allah is very loving. So there are two types of love. One is Allah's love for the creation, for the people, for the human beings. And the other is human beings' love for Allah. Allah loves human beings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ The believers are those whom Allah loves, and they love Allah. So He loves them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love is actually prior to their love. But there are people who ignore the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they belittle the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they turn to others. When they do that, then the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes away from them. Otherwise, Allah's love is there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who loves. But unless the human being turn away from the love of Allah. أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ So believers are those who have their love more and more for Allah. And those who do wrong, when they will see the azab, then they will realize who has the power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mighty. And is also very loving. He's Rahman and Rahim, as we mentioned before. Merciful, compassionate. But when the day of judgment will come, then people will see that all the other beings they consider as God have no power. And if Allah wants to punish, there's no one who can come to save. No one can take them away from that. And Allah shadidul azab. So the people said, we are going to save you. They will not be able to save. Everybody will be concerned about themselves. Because on the day of judgment, only Allah is the head of all the power. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمُ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ For whom is the kingdom today? The kingdom belongs to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِسْتَوَرَّ الَّذِينَ اتُّبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا When those who followed disavow those who followed. So those who were followed disavow those who followed. So they were followers and they were leaders. The leaders are going to leave their followers, abandon them, disavow them. They say, we have nothing to do with you. On the day of judgment, the people, they will come to their leaders and ask them, help us. And they say, we cannot do anything. Those who claim that they have divine power and those who claim that they are gods and those who deceived the people and people were deceived by them. And they told them that we will save you. And they will not be able to save them. تَبَرَّ الَّذِينَ تُبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ تَبَعُوا Those who were followed will disavow their followers. And Quran has mentioned this conversations and dialogue and problem between the leaders and followers, the false leaders, and their followers were fooled by them. Not the good leaders. Good leaders, of course, will be there because good leaders always pointed to Allah. And they always said, follow Allah and obey Allah and His messenger. But the false leaders said, follow us, listen to us, and we'll save you. So on that day, even Shaitan, who misled many people, even Shaitan say, Inni bari'um, Inni akhafu Allah. I disavow you. I have nothing to do with you. I fear Allah on that day. So tabarra alladhina tubi'u min alladhina taba'u. Tabarra is disavowal, abandonment, leaving in the lurch, not helping. So the leaders are going to abandon their followers. And then the followers, then we'll see the punishment is there. And there is no help. وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابِ All the ties are broken. On that day, no one can help. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرُّ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ On that day, brothers are not going to help. Parents are not going to help. Spouses are not going to help. Children are not going to help. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ Every person will be busy with himself on that day, with herself. تَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابِ All the asbab, all the links, all the ties are going to be broken. And these, of course, these are the ties of those who disbelieve, who did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ And then, now the followers are going to realize that these leaders were fake leaders. These leaders were false leaders. And they are not helping. So they will say, if there is another chance, we are going to give up these leaders. And we are going to abandon them as they have abandoned us today. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ كَمَا تَبَرَّأُوا مِنَّا And the followers will say, if we had another chance, we would disavow them as they have disavowed us. Because on that day, the leaders are going to disavow. The divas are going to abandon their followers. So now the followers say, we wish we have another occasion, another chance. But there is no other chance. There is no coming back to this earth after that. The Quran has mentioned many times this thing that people are going to, the wrongdoers are going to wish they go back. And say, oh Allah, give us another chance. We'll do good things. But then it should not happen. So they will say, لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ كَرَّةً Another chance. Another turn. فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ كُمَا تَبَرَّأُ مِنَّا And we are going to leave our leaders, false leaders, as they have left us. كَذَلِكَ يُرِيهُمُ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ حَسَرَاتٍ عَلَيْهِمْ And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show them their deeds as regrets, as a source of regret for them. And whatever they did under the instructions of their false leaders, all of this have no meaning. There is no benefit. So it will become hasra, it will become a regret, source of sorrow. So thus Allah will show them their deeds as a source of sadness, as a source of regret. And they are not going to go out of hell. وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارُ Nobody can take them out from the hell. When people deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reject Allah, then there is no help for them. The leaders are not going to help them. The leaders cannot do that. The leaders cannot help themselves. How can they help them? So it is very important that people choose the right leaders. The honest leader, the sincere leader, the leader that point towards worship of Allah, point to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't say that is I am God. I will do that. I'll do that. Quran did that. Shayateen do that. Wrongdoer do that. But the good leaders always say, worship God. Do not worship me. Do not, I cannot help you. Only God can help you. So turn to Allah. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the right approach and that is the right way. So that's how Islam emphasizes in this. Allah is the one who created all this beautiful universe. The whole creation is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything is pointing that there is one creator. Powerful creator, great creator, loving creator, merciful creator. Everything is pointing towards that. So don't go to anyone except Allah. Turn to Allah, obey Allah, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your love must be stronger. Very, very much love. More than anybody else love. Love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. And love is part of faith, actually. It's faith. Faith is love. It's not just belief in certain articles of faith, but it is also deep connection, bond between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the human being. And this love increases by the acts of devotion. لَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. Allah said, my servant keeps on coming to me, closer to me by acts of devotion until I love him. So this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases. This is a dynamic love. And the love is mutual. Allah loves the human, the believers, and the believers love Allah. So the relationship of the human being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the relationship of love. And this love is better than any love, deeper than any love. Yes, we love our parents, we love our children, we love our brothers and sisters, we love other people, but the love of Allah must be over and above everyone. And that is the faith, that is Iman. And leaders, the leader that you should follow, that we should follow, are the honest leaders, good leaders, not the fake leaders, not the false leaders, who give promises, but then those promises have no meaning, because then they will leave them. The leaders will leave their followers and not be able to help them. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path and help us understand His message and turn to Him. Be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Any questions that we can take? Allah, if you have any questions, please ask.
Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. I don't see any questions at this time, so I will just use this time as a reminder that if you or your family came to the Eid drive-through celebration and you still have not received access to your photographs, then please visit e.isocmasjid.org and click on the Request Photo Access button, and we will reply to you to make sure you get access to your photographs. And to receive timely updates and notifications from ISOC, the best way is to sign up to receive the newsletter delivered right to your inbox. Just sign up at news.isocmasjid.org or call the ISOC office and I'll be happy to sign you up. And of course, you can always follow ISOC on our social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. So there are no more questions at this time. That brings our tafsir session to a close. This is Sabiha wishing you good health and looking forward to seeing you all at ISOC whenever the time is right, inshallah. Dr. Siddiqui,
maybe. You have any information about the opening of the masjid? I think our chairman has sent a message, so anything you'd like to share?
And not at this time. We're still waiting to receive more updates as we have a work on a plan to put in place so everyone can return to ISOC safely, inshallah.
We have a committee, alhamdulillah. A committee has been established by the board, and this committee is working to see what will be the safest way of opening the masjid that will be save and protect everybody who come, and then protect our Islamic society and the masjid both, because it's a serious issue. It's a serious virus, so we have to protect everybody. And inshallah, as soon as the preparations are done, you will be informed. But people are working on it. So don't think that nobody is paying any attention. Alhamdulillah, they are working on it, and they will be informing you. I think them, our chairman, Brother Hassan Abu Bati, has sent a message last night, and he will give send more information, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Please remember in your dua the people who passed away. We have two people for whom we make a special dua. Sister Zakiya Khalil, may Allah bless her, she passed away. And also one of our members of our community, or one of our past presidents of the Islamic Society of Orange County, a very active brother, he died yesterday. Brother Muhammad Mustafa Utaishat, may Allah bless him, give him the place in Jannah, forgive any shortcomings, any errors on his part, and give patience to his family. May Allah bless all the people who passed away, and give patience to their family members. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum. Wa afihim wa afu anhum. Allahumma adkhilhum al-jannah. Allahumma adkhilhum al-jannah. Allahumma alhim ahlahum as-sabra was-salawan. Allah bless them, forgive them, give them the place in Jannah, and give patience to their family members. Also those who are not well, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. Allahumma shifa anta shafi, la shafiya illa anta shifa, la yughadiru saqma. Allah give them, heal them, and remove their pain and their suffering. And then also Allah remove this waba, this epidemic, this pandemic from us. Allahumma arfa anna hadha al-bala, hadha al-waba. Oh Allah, remove that and take it away from us, and give us health and happiness so we can all work together, inshallah, and keep us on the right path. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khari khalqi Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa adba'i adma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Ameen. May Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum as-salam, Dr. Siddiqui, thank you. Taqabbal Allah.